Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. One of my favorite topics is that of courage and all the different manifestations of courage, depending on who we are, what's going on in our lives, and what our challenges are. Courage, you know, can be the warrior running through the flames with a sword in his or her hand, and courage can be sitting with pain, yours or someone else's, and it can be speaking what is on your heart. This is one of my favorite episodes, one of the Facebook Lives, and it has this really wonderful, like, fireside feeling. It was recorded at nighttime, and there's just a sweet intimacy to it, and it's very short, so it'll give you more time for actually practicing courage in your life. I hope you enjoy. Hey, I'm live. So I did make a video earlier today because it wouldn't connect, and now it's like meant to be. It's connecting now. So what I want to talk about a little bit tonight is courage and just exploring different manifestations of what that means. Courage has been coming up a lot lately for me in conversations with a wide range of people. And hey there. Hey Yuli. Talking about courage live and in the moment. And I feel like courage means different things for different people, but ultimately I feel like it means living in alignment with one's value. And when my friends talk about sensing their own need for greater courage in one way or another, that's what it means. Like, they are aware of a value that they need to summon some resolve or energy to live in greater alignment with it. And that may mean the courage to speak up more, the courage to share more, your thoughts, your art, your very presence, whatever it is, or the courage to challenge the market that you're in a little bit, or the courage to leave a bad situation, or to charge more, or the courage to lean in, or to try something. So if you're feeling that way, you're not alone. There's lots of people. Like, this just seems to be coming up a lot. This is the day for courage. And in one of my conversations recently, I was like, wow, that's really interesting. I personally don't feel like what I need right now is more courage. Like, I'm pretty good about feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And I expressed to this friend, I said, I feel like what I really need right now is clarity. And I said, but I don't know, maybe a perceived need for clarity is just cowardice in disguise. And my friend was very kind and said, well, maybe, okay, sure, maybe, but maybe you're just not done with your journey yet. And maybe you're still gathering. And I found that actually really empowering, because that's true. Sometimes we're on the top of a mountain and we can see for miles, or we have a clear vision. And sometimes we're just in the valley climbing up the mountain and we just have to keep trucking. And there's a lot of talk out there, you know, of like, you have to have goals and you have to be super, super clear. And if you don't, you're not going to get anywhere. And that's a very narrow way to look at it. I was also thinking today how the word encouragement has courage in it. Like how, as friends and people who make connections, that's why social isolation, I can never say that word, those words. That's why social isolation is so detrimental, because we can help each other grow so much by connecting and engaging and encouraging and accepting. And also, I've personally been thinking about a manifestation of courage is to be happy. Like the courage to be happy right here, right now, and grateful for whatever your life circumstance is. And for me, I do feel like that's a place where I can work on courage. And again, it comes back to alignment with my values. So just wanted to give you a hear. If you feel like you need more courage, just be the wolf, man. Just go for it. And if you are in the middle of your journey and you're just gathering, that's so important and valuable, and be patient with that process as well. So, thanks for joining me, you guys. This is fun. I like the fireside chat at nighttime. All right. Have a good night and a good day and all that stuff. Bye. Hey, podcast listeners, thanks for taking that deep dive with me. As always, I love hearing from you. Feel free to send a voice memo through Anchor or send me a message through my website, jacquelineclaireart.com/contact. And if you enjoy this podcast, I invite you to consider becoming a sponsor at whatever level works for you on my Patreon page. Patreon is a place to support the ongoing work of a creator, and I offer an ongoing art class series, as well as opportunities to collaborate with my art and my content, and you become a part of everything that I create and put into the world, and it means so much to me. Membership starts at only $3 a month, and I would love it if you would check out patreon.com/JacquelineClaireArt. And until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place.